it has become evident that Israel supported Assad's downfall all along. This point was emphasized by Lebanese political commentators after Israel's ambassador to Washington said any outcome in Syria would be preferable to Bashar al-Assad remaining in power.
Israel is afraid of the American stance, which is now tilting towards negotiations after the military failure of the armed groups in Damascus. Israel does not want a negotiated settlement for Syria, and Assad is considered the only Arab leader who is an enemy of Israel, and getting rid of him would greatly help Israel in eliminating the Palestinian cause.
Michael Oren, the Israeli envoy to Washington, cited Assad's close ties with Iran and Hezbollah as valid reason for his ouster. Oren also highlighted in an interview with Fox News that many of the weapons in Hezbollah's possession happened to be from Syria.
We've long advocated for Bashar al-Assad's.
Oren said that Assad has provided Hezbollah with 70,000 rockets, and he also added that if jihadists were to come into power in Syria, that would be considered better for Israel than Bashar Assad remaining in power. Hezbollah has maintained for a long period that Israel favors Assad's downfall regardless of the repercussions. Its leader Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah spoke on numerous occasions about Syria providing arms to Hezbollah, ironically in agreement with the latest Israeli remarks.
Syria's role is not just political support for anti-Israeli resistance movements. Rather, this support is translated on the battlefield. As Sayed Hassan has noted, most of the rockets launched at Israel during the July 2006 war came either from or via Syria. The same thing goes for Gaza and the Palestinian resistance.
Hezbollah has made a name for itself as Israel's nemesis ever since the July 2006 war. The movement is perceived as a strategic threat for Israel, something many doubt would have been possible without the Assad leadership in Damascus. Many parties who are leading the campaign against Bashar al-Assad have constantly asserted that Israel would prefer Assad to any other outcome. They support this assertion by pointing to the long years of calm on the Golan Heights frontier. But Israeli officials have now shown that Assad is a staunch enemy of Israel, having played a pivotal role in eliminating what was once known as the invincibility of the Israeli army. Ali Risk, Press TV, Beirut.